Yeah, I'd never expected that kind of turnout. The fact that people showed up in numbers like that in a rainstorm for me, absolutely amazing. The one thing that is a little unfortunate is I guess whoever owns the cemetery, that's still to be figured out. We don't know exactly who it is, but they closed the cemetery down for operations, and trust me, there was no operations happening for cleaning and maintenance.
I noticed the cop cars there.
Yeah, a little unfortunate, but it's all right. The cops were good guys. I don't think they wanted to cause any issues. So honestly, if I'm not going to lie, they made the pictures a lot harder.
Yeah, those honestly, the photo ops. Hold on, but also I have to bring up the oil painting. How do you feel that somebody created an oil painting out of one of those photos? Like, it's iconic.
Whoever that is, I don't know. I don't know who did that. That is actually amazing. Let's combine here. Let's make some t-shirts and sell them for food or something for the people down at the park.
I love that. I think that's a great idea.
So you got, what, maybe like a few hundred people out to watch?
That's talent. Right?
Yeah, I would say. I couldn't really tell. It was absolutely pouring out, and all I could see was a bunch of flashes in my face.
Well, and you had what looked like, if you search any photo of it, what looked like a police escort. Clearly, they were there for other possibly trespassing reasons, but that was fine. It made it look good. And then, obviously, popular enough that, yeah, you search, and there's this oil painting that's been made of the whole event.
It's like, gorgeous.
Which only happened on Saturday. That was, not only is it gorgeous, but it was fast too to have that kind of talent.
Yeah, she honestly, she should be the one you're interviewing. I just ate potato salad. She was the one who put in real effort. That was amazing.
We really need to know now about, when it comes down to the main event here, the eating of the potato salad. You said that those 100 people would get to watch a guy eat 5 pounds of potato salad. And how much did you actually eat? And can you explain yourself?
I guess I'm a little tough for talk there, because I could not put back 5 pounds of potato salad. I only got 3.8. I know, it's unfortunate, but it's all right. That just sets up round two. Next time, the potato salad won't get the best of me.
Why?
What I did learn is that it was just a simple math problem. I only had about 2 pounds of space in my stomach, or give or take, and I had to put back the whole entire thing. So
what you're saying is a little bit more prep work next time. You did some great prep with getting people out.
I did not train for this. I did. This was a joke that got way out of control, and you got to stick to the bit.
Well, we love the commitment and the fact that you are seemingly ready for a round two. You know, it's going to be bigger and better. Do you think you're going to try for more, or are you going to try to hit that 5 pounds next time?
Yeah, we'll put some 50% less fat mayo in there, and I might be able to get it down this time. Again, I can't believe all of Halifax really kind of rallied behind this, because I don't know how many other cities would do something like this.
There's a Christmas tree that talks in Dartmouth, and there's a guy that eats potato salad in Halifax. What more do you want out of a city?
Yeah, truly, what else could you possibly ask for? We're a dream come true. Nobody else would want to move anywhere else, I'm sure.
We're not a city. We're a theme park. Come on, guys.
Yeah. I hope this is... you know what? Actually, as a statement, I hope this is just... I want to bring in the fun era of Halifax, so... I'm just starting this off. If some other individual wants to do something else, absolutely very legal, illegally legal, I think, just like what I did, every weekend, let's have somebody do something somewhere absolutely awesome.
Well, potato salad guy, bringing the weird and wonderful to Halifax, guaranteed to make 2024 an interesting year. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. I'm sure you guys will see me around again. Got a visit to the bathroom real quick. Yeah, thank you.